excellent movie adventures.
Let's go on an excellent movie adventure.
Tom's back.
It's me, Tom. And I'm joined by Zach and Pickle.
Sup. Sup, sup, sup.
So, what did you guys do while I was gone?
Made fun of you a little bit.
I listened to the episode. You didn't make fun of me hardly at all.
Yeah, but there's two episodes. Well, I guess the other one's not going to come out for a while.
Yeah, I can see them on the recording. That's right. Listen to them.
Oh, man, that means it's all going to be all messed up.
Yeah, on the last one, we were talking about how you were gone for 2 weeks and you were only excused for one absence.
Yep. Mm.
For paternity leave.
No.
Now it's going to be.
State law says 3 weeks.
Now it's going to be all split up and it's going to be a random episode where we're like, yeah, Tom's gone again. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, we don't have enough listeners. Nobody's going to catch the mistake. Yeah.
You guys watch anything good?
This week, I watched a few things. I wrote them in my phone because I knew I wouldn't remember when the time came.
Nice.
Let me pull it up because I can't remember now that the time has come. Because that happened last week. Because remember, after we got done, I was going to tell you that I had watched Isle of Dogs.
Yes.
But I didn't mention it during the podcast. But when we were doing Fantastic Mr. Fox, I said that movie wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Turns out, that movie is great. It was way better than I remembered it being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty dang good. And it's on Disney Plus right now. So if you want to check it out after you watch Fantastic Mr. Fox, you can. Because they're both on there.
Yeah. Boo. I feel like Mr. Fox is better.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But Isle of Dogs is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why I've had such a negative memory about it. Yeah, a little slow, a little, but only, and not even at the first. Like, it gets off to a decent pace
because
they're, like, telling the story of, like, you know, the history of the wars between dogs and cats and stuff. You know, it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they're, like, setting up the kind of story, like, getting it going, it slows down a little. But once that kid flies the plane over to the island, it's, like,
yeah.
It's pretty good from that point forward. Aside from that, I watched this movie with Lizzie called Calamity Jane. It's like a Western.
Yeah.
It's one of those old movies that I don't like because they're full of musical numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was okay. And then we watched A Beautiful Mind.
Oh.
With Russell Crowe.
Ooh, that's really a good one.
Yep. And those were the only movies I watched this week. Aside from the movie that we were supposed to watch for today, I did watch. And I would have watched that other movie, Old Boy, but we couldn't find it streaming anymore. So I did not watch that.
A little pissed off about that one.
I thought you found a place for it.
I did.
I was going to say, because Pickle poo-pooed it.
Well, it was just it was
Pickle poo-pooed
we were jumping through like 100 hoops to try to watch this movie. And after a while, it's just like, let's just pick another movie.
No, we're just making Zach do it for us.
It's true. Yeah. I did have everything lined up and set up.
I was fine with watching it.
All you had to do is just, unfortunately, the only way I could think of if you don't have a Roku is you had to just do it on your computer, your laptop. Or, like, on my phone, I can put aircast it or whatever to my TV.
Whatever. At some point, it just becomes too difficult to watch. Like,
have to do two extra steps.
That's what I was saying.
Screw that.
I was down. I was down to like hang out and watch it with one of you guys or something. Yeah. You know, like I would travel to see the movie, but I'm not gonna like jump through 100 different logins and stuff. And plus, it's like after you set up the other two, it was like, man, I feel bad Zach's like having to set up like all this stuff. We should just go watch it with him so he doesn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I can't forget to now delete them or else I'm going to get charged a little bit extra on my credit card.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, did you watch anything? Maybe you didn't have time.
Yeah, we were in the hospital for a long time. Yeah. We didn't watch anything good for the most part because hospital TV sucks.
Yes.
But we started watching Golden Girls. Show's funny.
That show was amazing.
I had no idea. I mean, I've seen clips here and there. I had no idea it was that good, though.
When I was in that car accident in high school, I watched so much Golden Girls. That became legitimately my favorite show on television for a while.
It's pretty good.
And like, now I can't remember like anything about it because it's been so long. But
yeah, I was looking it up. It came out 85. It's pretty raunchy for 85. Yeah. Like, okay. That was pretty good.
Those little ladies, they get up to no good, let me tell you what.
No kidding. And I started watching Batman, the animated series with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting. Oof.
I want to start rewatching that now that the whole thing is on HBO. Good.
Never seen it, but I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Dude, you should watch it, dude.
All the seasons and all the seasons of Batman Beyond for after
I did hear a rumor that HBO Max is actually going to re-pick that series back up. Start that making new episodes. Could
be interesting. Whoa. I don't know, though. Because Mark Hamill and what's his name? Batman. They both agreed to do the voices again. So it could be interesting if they get the artistic style right.
Yeah. My thing is, it's not always about just the looks and the voices.
Yeah.
Like, you got to bring back those writers, too.
Yeah,
that's the
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
And a lot of times, that's what they don't get. Because mm-hmm. they make sure to get the talent that people yeah. know, but then they have different writers.
Yeah.
And then it's not the same show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, look at Arrested Development. They brought back the whole cast, and it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Those last few seasons are terrible.
Yeah. It's true.
So.
And then let's see. Finish watching Doom Patrol. The show's phenomenal. Love it. What else did I watch? I don't know. Probably some other crap. Not worth mentioning.
Because that's what it was, is crap.
Yep. What about you, Zach?
I watched nothing.
Good job.
Trying to.
He was too busy trying to find Old Boy.
Yes, yes I was. Between that and trying to catch up on wrestling, because Royal Rumble's on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
So trying to catch up on everything and get caught up with storylines.
Alrighty.
That, and it's literally only been 4 days since our last podcast. So since we recorded. True. So
yeah. Yeah, and we were like trying to figure out what we were doing that day after we got done. So we like tried to call. It was pretty late when we tried to call.
Yeah, I tried to call you. Thanks for answering my phone.
And,
I was asleep.
Jerk.
We were trying to figure out.
Turn me out.
Well, just because we had talked about doing our theme for this month,
which is
foreign films, foreign February. And so we had just recorded an episode and then realized that that's not what we needed to do for the month. We needed to do a foreign film. So we were like trying to figure out which movie and whether you were going to be here for it and like what day we needed to do it by so that Lizzie would have time to get it edited for Tuesday.
I wondered if you guys were going to do that or not. And then
we would have, had we remembered, we probably would have picked one. But
I'm not going to lie. I was looking at the messages and you guys were talking about doing the Mortal Kombat, both of those movies. I was really hoping you would have.
You don't like those ones?
I have no desire to watch either of them.
Have you ever seen them?
Don't care to.
Oh, you've never seen them? Oh,
my goodness. You should see them.
I was greatly disappointed that classics. Logan Lucky was your one last week.
Don't worry. We might. Yeah.
We'll watch Mortal Kombat.
We may have to redo that one, too, because I forgot something in that movie I really wanted to talk about.
What?
I totally spaced it. I'll talk to you about it afterwards.
So we could just do it now, cut it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can't say it because now that episode's going to be pushed back.
Yeah. So we could always redo that whole episode if we wanted to. But
well, look for that episode coming soon.
It's a fantastic movie. It's a shame that it's getting pushed off. Anyway, you should have to watch Mortal Kombat. There's a new one coming out.
I have to.
It's going
to
be on HBO.
That doesn't mean I want
to
watch
it. So in preparation for that, we should watch the old ones, which was the reason why I was picking them in the first place.
You guys suck.
Plus, it's fun to rip on bad movies, and those are bad movies.
But they're so good.
Yeah. They're good, but they're terrible.
Yes.
And only the first one is good and terrible. The second one is just terrible.
This is where I use my logic, where
I know it's good.
I know it's bad, but I like it, so it's good.
They wouldn't make it if people didn't like it.
Exactly. In other news, too, Disney Plus is now streaming Dinosaurs.
What is that?
Oh,
the old TV series
from the 90s.
Wow, okay. I remember that show.
Yes.
The ending of that's pretty grim.
I know. It's funny, actually, because I was reading through. So they just released it today, the entire series on Disney Plus. And some people were.
Disney Plus.
And some people were making some comments on Facebook, were like, this is awesome. I love this show. You guys should really start remaking episodes. Pick it up where it left off and do more episodes. And I'm like,
where they're all dead.
I started thinking, I'm like, do you know how this series ends? Because it ended pretty grim. Don't think they can, start just pick up the series and start going again.
And it was the dad's fault.
Yes.
I don't see. I'm kind of against people just picking up old series and stuff.
I agree.
I haven't.
Some of
I
them should just looked, be left alone and
let them. I haven't keep looked their to see, to but it. Is the, have you guys seen any of that new Animaniacs?
No, I haven't. Because it's on Hulu.
Is that what it's on?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. That one I don't mind them picking back up. I loved Animaniacs.
Yeah, I did too.
And I don't
too.
Think it'd be hard to recreate that.
It sounds like they're trying
that.
Too
I think
hard,
it
though.
Would, though.
Yeah, it sounds like everything's flopped really hard.
Yeah, I think it's some things are kind of like you capture lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you come back to it 20 years later, it just doesn't have the same, you don't, you know, you're a different person now than, everybody is a different person now than they were 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'm not.
Sure you are.
He has a
you're
beard
just
now.
He's just worse.
He's just worse. Now you're just louder about the terrible opinions.
Damn straight.
But I don't know. I think it's impossible to recreate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It had a time and place for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if a show gets canceled and like a year or two goes by, you could probably pick it back up. But 20 years? That ain't happening, bruh.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot on some.
I mean, they're gonna give it a shot, but
like I
don't
said,
think
Animaniacs. I'm not upset about. I haven't watched it, so I can't say.
Yeah, I haven't either. Maybe it's good, but I feel like if it was good, I would have heard something.
Yeah,
from somebody being like, "Did they brought back Animaniacs and it's great?" You know what I mean? But nobody's saying that, so
yeah,
at least nobody I know.
Yeah, have you seen the guys that voice Pinky and the Brain?
No,
they look exactly like their characters.
That's awesome.
Like Brain's a short, fat guy, and Pinky's a really tall, skinny guy. That's funny.
That's awesome.
All right. Well,
anything else?
I don't think so.
All right.
Got nothing.
So we're doing Foreign February. And it was originally Zach's pick for the Korean version of Old Boy.
But we could not find it. Well, I did.
Pickle poo-pooed it, so yes. I picked another Korean film. Train to Busan.
Which those Koreans, man.
They make great
holy
films.
Crap.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to see where Old Boy falls on the list.
It's
I was
to be
reading,
really, really good.
I was reading on Train to Busan. Busan? Busan?
Busan.
Anyways, they this was the number 6th highest grossing movie in Korea. And I know Old Boy's up there somewhere around that. But
so for people that don't know, this is a zombie horror movie. And
boy, did they do it better than
it's
a lot of zombie horror movies.
The zombie movie
seen.
Trope is done with, and I didn't want to see it like any more zombies. And then I saw a trailer for it, thought it looked really good. And then Pickle had asked about it. I don't know. It was been a little while. And so then immediately hopped on that. So
yeah,
I don't think any of us has seen it before.
I'm not one to like, I don't know. I got my feelers out for foreign films that are good.
Yeah.
I've found a couple, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like there are a lot of great foreign films out there, but like I'm kind of picky about it. And it's not always easy to sit through a movie that's in a language that you don't know. You know what I mean?
Reading's hard.
You got to watch. Well, I watch everything with subtitles. I'm just saying, like, in general, a lot of people don't, you know? Anyway. I watch literally everything with subtitles, so it doesn't bother me at all.
This podcast
always,
is so much better with me.
I always just glance down at whatever's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And in a movie like this where, I mean, it is kind of a, not exactly paint by the numbers, but it's, you know,
there's a
at this point
to
in time, we've seen so many zombie movies that like you can just figure stuff out via context without really having to like see what's going on, you know? This movie I felt like was great for a lot of reasons. Maybe it's just like the cadence of, you know, I haven't seen a ton of Korean films, but like their style of filmmaking where some stuff happened in this movie that did catch me off guard.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, so this is just an example of like a small thing, but like when the little girl is on the train and the dad is sleeping and she goes to find the bathroom and she wanders past the guy in the blue jacket who is my favorite character.
Yes.
But when she wanders up to that guy and he's like standing there, like he's waiting for the bathroom, but then he like, he like moves forward like he's gonna block her from going in, and he's like, there's two people pissing in there, you should move along. I thought for sure, because of movies like Snakes on a Plane and other, you know, just rated R movies in general, there were two people
doing it
in that bathroom. That's what I assumed it was. And then I found it to be really funny that it was just his pregnant wife. I don't know. But it's just stuff like that, you know, like it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was something totally different. And like, I'm sure that wasn't meant to be like a comedic payoff, because it doesn't seem like they pause for like anything like that, but it's just like, I don't know. If there was an American version of that film, it would have been two people doing it in the bathroom. It wouldn't have been a pregnant wife.
Well, I almost wonder if the translation caused it to be
that I wondered different. That, because sometimes
you can tell that
subtitles are not right.
When I was reading some of the subtitles, I was like, oh, that didn't make a correct sentence. I get made sense, but at the same time, I was like, that didn't seem correct.
Yeah.
At
all. The whole time when I was reading the subtitles, I was like, I wonder what they really said there.
Yeah.
Like, I know what it means, but the context of, they probably said it in a different way.
The context was kind of lost.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny the opening, the guy's in his office and there's a Burger King wrapper in cup. I didn't know they had Burger King Korea.
Oh, yeah.
They got McDonald's everywhere. They can have Burger King there.
Yeah, but that's McDonald's.
Yeah, but Burger King is like the second largest.
So. I know, but they kind of have a soul. Not really.
Maybe McDonald's is in the other half of Korea. Yeah.
They're in the northern region.
Oh, man. No, one thing that there were some parts in this movie where I was kind of second guessing the actors.
Yeah.
Like, for believability
in
some
sure.
places. Specifically at the very beginning, the guy who hits that deer.
Yeah.
Like, when he's, like, reaching for his phone, and then he's all of a sudden is like that. I did not believe for one second he was actually about to hit something, even though he does hit it in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he was just unbelievable. That being said, he's only in the film for a very short period of time.
Yeah. I was worried when I saw that, like, the whole film was going to be like that, and I was like, oh, man.
And what I do love about this movie is the transformation into zombies. Like, the deer at the very beginning, how they kind of roll over and then, like...
It's like spasming out.
They do that in a lot of zombie movies. Like, most recently, World War Z has a lot of that kind of stuff. And they kind of, like, shoot up after they transform. But in this movie, it's very similar to that, only they kind of glide up onto their feet. Almost like it's a dance move or something.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just... I don't know, for some reason, even the deer does it at the very beginning.
I liked how the deer, when it's getting up, though, like its neck is hanging there, and then all of a sudden it kind of snaps up, and it's just like, all right, let's go.
I don't know, for some reason, I really enjoyed that in this movie. Like, because it is something that we've seen in every zombie film we've ever seen, but they found a way to like put their own little spin on it. And it's like more, just a tiny tweak.
They're a little more graceful and agile. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, when they're like running around and stuff, they're just like any other zombie. But
for the most part,
the transformation is different enough, in my opinion.
I enjoyed the zombies in this movie, actually. Yeah. It was a refresher.
I wonder which movie came out first, this or World War Z?
Oh, this one did.
This one did? Yeah. Okay.
It was 2016, I think.
Yeah,
World War Z came out 17, didn't it?
So this was 2016.
Because I feel like these movies have some things that
are very similar.
Mm-hmm. So one of them ripped the other one. I'm confident that it happened because I'm not saying like you can pay homage to something by adopting something they did. Homage.
World War Z came out in 2013.
What?
3 years before this one.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So like on the train when they go through like the tunnels and the zombies can't see, that was just like when Brad Pitt's walking around in the basement of that building and they like can't, they don't, it's not that they can't see in the dark, but just the way that they move, how they're like kind of not really moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're looking around. It was like exactly the same thing kind of.
I do the same thing in the dark.
I believe it.
It's kind of like, ooh.
Yeah. And then the daughter, I was kind of up and down with her.
Yeah.
But she was so good at the end of the movie, though.
She was really
good. The final stretch of the film, she is on point for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And early on, I assume it's probably just something of, like, maybe the cultural difference, or maybe it's something that's lost in translation between, like, the subtitles. Mm-hmm. But it makes it seem like, you know, she's a child actor and she's not doing the best job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she was awesome towards the end of the film.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was really good. I found her really aggravating. Like, if my kid's getting up, walking around in a train, they're going to be so much trouble. She's doing so much dumb weird. Stuff. It's just like
the dad, like, that was what I was thinking. Like, when the dad wakes up, he just kind of looks around and he gets up to, like, kind of go lazily find her.
Yeah.
If I woke up and my kid was missing, I'd be asking panicked. Everyone. Yeah, like.
I'd be running. I wouldn't just be like, find you eventually. You'd be
like, hey, did you see the, you know, you'd be like asking people around you and like trying to figure out where she went.
Mm-hmm.
But. He's just, like, getting up and walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll find her eventually.
That being said, he might have been trying to lose her. He's not a good dad.
I think he is a good dad. He just...
Well, he becomes a good dad. Like, he's
I think he always was. He is focused on work. And I think that guy in the blue jacket does play an important role in developing his character further. You know, helping him to see what's really important.
Yeah.
So I think he did always care. He just kind of lost sight of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he also...
I mean, he tries, but...
Yeah.
That's not where his focus is.
Yeah. Like at the beginning of the movie, you know, mm-hmm. she goes to sing at that talent show or whatever. Yeah. And the grandma records it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets home, and that's like the first thing he wants to see. You know what I mean? So he does care, but...
I don't know if it was the first thing you wanted to see, but the mom was there to confront him about it and gave him the video.
Well, I don't know. She was holding onto it before he got home, and he had it within minutes of maybe walking inside and hanging up his jacket. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. When I watched it, it seemed like he was interested in seeing the video.
I mean, he definitely was, but the mom had it in the room and was waiting for him after he talked to the daughter and said, she's waiting for you, and gave it to him. Like, he didn't just,
well,
like...
Well, that would make sense, though.
Well, yeah. Because,
like, he comes home. I'm sure he's expecting the video. Even if he's not, she gives it to him, but he has to go talk to her first. You would go talk to her first, you know?
Doesn't... Well, yeah, he has a present for her, and he goes and talks to her. And then he just goes and pulls out his laptop. He's going right back to work.
Well, they said also that, like, you know, it's her birthday or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. he was going to forget, but he had the gift in his car the whole time. So he didn't forget.
No, I think they mentioned it before. I guess you're right.
Because he's on the phone, guy. And the second he gets off the phone, he opens the back door, and the present's right there.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. I don't think he is like a deadbeat dad or a bad father.
Not.
I think he has lost focus, but he does care.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's deadbeat, but like he's not, not good. I was going to say great, but I was like, he's not definitely not great.
So I think mostly it's like he has to kind of learn not to be... Like, she accuses him of being selfish, which he is.
Yeah.
But he's also looking out for her. Like, that whole time, he's like, you stay right here. Like, you don't go where it might be dangerous or, you know.
Well, he starts to, but, I mean, it takes him a minute. Hmm. And the guy with the blue jacket, he's, you know, getting after him about it. And, he, I mean, he makes him very aware, like, I'm looking after your kid better than you are.
Yeah.
So, I like the blue jacket guy. And we should say... Everyone in this film, they don't really say their names except for the daughter, and I don't know how to say her name very well.
Suwon?
Yeah,
Suwon. I was going to say Suwon, and then...
Which is her actual name.
Oh, is it?
Also, no. Yeah.
Well, her actual... Yeah.
It's spelled differently.
But
it's Suwon pronounced Kim. The same. Yeah.
Yeah. The blue jacket guy, his name is Madong Suk.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to pronounce
these. Yeah, these are going to be horrible, and then it's... Yeah.
They say the names once or twice throughout the film, but the primary one is the daughter that they actually reference again and again.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the dad, the blue jacket guy, calls him loser and asshole.
Right, but he doesn't do jerk. Any of that until after he closes the door on them. You know what I mean?
But I mean,
at first, he doesn't even know that's her dad.
That's what I mean. But he's the only one that even references him. And that's they don't call him, like, hey, what's your name? Like, no one just about.
Right.
So, yeah. I just thought it was interesting. Like, you... form a bit of an attachment with the characters, but without ever actually getting to know them, really. And I like Blue Jacket Guy. I wanted to know what he did. I figured they were going to say, like, oh, yeah, I'm a boxer or something. He's He's a beefcake.
Beating the living crap out of all these zombies.
Yeah, he's just...
just sucker punching them left and right.
Which, you would cover your hands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, you're not going to take all that time to, like, tape up your...
just your wrist.
Your, like your forearms. Mm-hmm. And then not cover up your hands. Because, like, yeah, if you're punching them with your bare hands, like, what if you, like, clip
right
one
in
of
their
them
mouth,
and
they're, yeah,
on their tooth? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah, and that... the kid, the baseball player, he pulls out his pack and they have all these wraps. I thought they were like wrapping their hands or wrists. They're like, nope, just my forearms.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt, man.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. Another character that kind of bothered me was the girl from the school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't terrible, but like...
I didn't really have a
towards
problem
the
her
end when she's like wanting them to... I don't know. She does... it seemed like a moment straight out of like a bad anime film where she's like trying to get them to open the door and they won't do it. And instead of like trying to untie the door herself, she just kind of like jumps in place and like pouts kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd think she would try to like get to the door. You know what
cultural
I mean?
Cultural differences. Like, yeah, but I mean,
guys open
also
the door? We're not going to open the door. They could be infected. Oh, like,
yeah, I mean, I thought it was kind of dumb, too, but on the other hand, what's she going to do against all these grown men?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if somebody you care about is over there, you would try to get to the door. Like, yeah, all those grown men could stop her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I mean, if Zach was on the other side and they said, don't open everything, sorry.
Oh! Wow!
You'll dick be fine. Zombies don't like you. You don't have a soul.
That's true.
Or a brain.
That was the harsh one.
Wow.
Now I don't look so bad, wow, do I?
No.
I'm just kidding, Zach.
It's a good thing I have this open bottle of water next to your laptop. And I don't have a brain.
Oops.
Let me think here. Highlights from this movie.
You know, this, some of the things that I kind of wanted to know more about was the one guy who runs onto the train, the like homeless looking guy, mm, where he's like, they're dead, they're all dead. I want to know more about him, like
where he came from.
Yeah, like
I would imagine he got on the train just like the girl who gets on the train at the very beginning who had already been bit.
Yeah.
Like they're just trying to find a place to hide.
Yeah, but it seems like he already knew what was going on. Like you say like something like a little more explanations.
Also, I thought for sure that he had been bitten.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
because there's that scene where, like, he's hiding with them or whatever, mm-hmm, and then when they get separated because they're having to hold those glass doors,
yeah,
and they're trying to get that door locked. You mm-hmm know what I mean? And he takes off.
Yeah.
But then there's like this cut between time where it's like jumping back and forth, and we don't really see where he's at. Because it's going from the train to where they're out with the doors.
Yeah.
He's just, and then suddenly he runs to the train and he stops them from closing the door because they think it's like a zombie, but it's him. And so they let him on.
Yeah.
So I thought for sure, like somewhere in between there, because the glass had broke, mm-hmm, that he had been bitten.
Yeah.
But he gets to the train like way faster than those other guys do. Because the zombies are like right on their tail.
I thought he took off faster than the other guy did.
I thought he was at the door
earlier because he got in with the ladies.
Well, because we don't really see what happens to him. Like, he's going down that hallway because the main character uh-huh and his daughter are going to try to go find the helicopter to fly out on. And he overheard the phone call on the train.
Yeah.
So he's going with them. And then there's that one soldier who's like not dead yet, mm-hmm, who's like wandering towards him. And then that zombie attacks him because he's out front in front of the dad.
Yeah.
And he like falls on the ground and we don't see him get up and run past the dad. You know what I mean? Like you don't really see what happens to him.
Yeah. There
it doesn't even show him. No. It doesn't even show him come through those glass doors.
Yeah, it does. Because it shows him trying to hold it for a minute too with them.
Does he? I didn't.
He's yeah, because
seeing
no,
him.
So
I remember
what
seeing
happens,
the blue jacket guy and the main
I remember,
dad and then the dude in the suit.
I remember specifically.
And that baseball guy.
So yeah, what happens is the dad's back and he's starting to get attacked by that zombie.
Right, yeah.
He's you on remember, the right? And he has the book up against his mouth. Uh-huh. The homeless guy or whatever comes and gets his jacket.
He puts
he's
it
the
over
oh,
top of
yeah.
He's
that's
the one that
right
puts the jacket right over top of that zombie as he's running past.
Mm-hmm.
which ends up saving his life. And then,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then it shows him getting to the door, and then they're all yelling at him, at the dad, get up, go, come yeah. on.
I guess we should say that 90% of this film is all done on a train. And so that's why it's called Train to Busan. So they get to a terminal, and that's what we're talking about here. But yeah, so everything else, there's the
well, they're on the train. The outbreak happens. They yeah. get to a train station, and they're gonna bounce and yeah. try to leave
to a safe.
But
city.
Then, yeah, the yeah. area is completely overrun, mm-hmm. so they have to get back on the train. Yeah.
yeah, yeah. So that's what the doors we're talking about when they're closing them is for the most part is the train doors in between the train cars. Yeah, I did like how they figure out like if they can't the zombies can't see us, then they aren't going crazy, and then they just put up. The newspapers on the windows, and they're just like,
we're yeah, good. That was one thing that I thought was kind of weird. Is it's like when these people act quick,
yeah.
Like when somebody says something that's just what I would assume is anecdotal information,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody takes that information and acts on it immediately,
mm-hmm.
which is very quick thinking to their credit,
yeah.
But it's like that happens, it seems like two or three times in the movie where somebody just kind of says something,
yeah,
like. It seems like this, mm-hmm. and then they're like, immediately that girl like throws water on the window and takes that newspaper and like yeah. covers the window. You know what I mean? Like,
it's worth a shot.
Yeah, worth I a guess. Shot. Like I said, to their yeah. credit, it's quick thinking.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny when towards the beginning, when the train first starts going crazy and everything, and they're getting separated from the zombies and the dad.
It's basically the scene from World War Z on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the dad is like going to lock the door on Blue Jacket and the pregnant lady and then lets him in at the very end. And then everyone's just like, what do we do now, guy? And he's just like, I don't think they know how to open the handle.
Yeah. And like, it seems like they didn't even lock it. It's like,
yeah.
They're not locking any of these doors. I thought for sure that like, at some point, one of the zombies was going to figure out how to open the door, or
yeah.
just because of the sheer number of zombies pressed up against this door,
through it.
Someone would bump that handle. Because it's like, it shows the like when the little girl is opening them,
uh-huh.
you're not like having to like turn these knobs
yeah,
or anything.
A lever
it's
pull.
A lever that you pull, and it's like super easy to like
yeah.
pull over. So somebody, it seems like, would bump into it. And those yeah. doors don't seem to like lock. It
no,
seems like they just kind of
shows
slide
at the
into place.
That red thing that he was messing with, that's a lock.
Well, that thing at the top, that's in the train station, not on the train.
No. They're on the train, and yeah, there is one where the blue shirt or blue jacket guy is trying to get that, but when the dad is going to lock the blue shirt and pregnant lady out, he pulls the red pin out to
lock
the door.
Oh, yeah, you're yeah. right.
Why don't they just put it back in, just in case? If my life's on the line, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I think they
one
know how
thing
to
I thought was weird about that is that he closes the door on the blue jacket and pregnant guy
yeah.
and pulls the pin.
Yeah.
Right? But then they get through it anyway.
Well, he like twists it and then I think he untwists it and then opens it for him to come back through.
Also, there was plenty of space between them and the zombies. He could have held that door open.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, there was plenty of room.
Dude's scared.
Yeah, but it seems like, I don't know, he already waited like a certain period of time. You'd think he would just wait when you can see where the zombies yeah. are. And there's like a good 10-foot distance.
Yeah.
Like, dude, those zombies aren't moving that fast yet. You know what I mean? They're
scared.
Stumbling over other zombies and other dead people and stuff. Like,
yeah.
the pregnant lady and the dude in the blue jacket, they're making good time getting to that door. There's
yeah.
there's plenty of time.
I so, don't know.
Dick move, I say.
That's
and
why
which
the guy
is what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which is why the guy calls
that's
him
the
out.
Thing,
yeah.
too, is the guy starts out, he's kind of a dick to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, only thinks about himself.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why do you think I'm looking at you like that?
I don't know.
But the guy in the blue jacket is a G, though.
Oh, yeah,
he,
for sure.
He was my favorite character in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He just, first off, he has that funny payoff at the beginning where you think it's, you know, two people in the bathroom,
yeah.
but really it's just his pregnant wife. And then he's just like, down to look out for everybody at like any
yeah.
moment. And it was funny to me that he keeps talking trash about the little girl's dad in front mm-hmm. of her and the wife has to keep like
yeah.
telling him off. Like, hey, don't say that in front of her, you know?
Yeah.
And then the little girl goes, it's okay. I know.
I think she says
everyone
something like,
it.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah,
everyone
says
thinks
that.
It, yeah.
The one thing I did think was kind of they're really bending and stretching time was when they he does the math on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Between the two tunnels.
Like they know exactly how fast they're going.
Yeah, and how fast they're going. So he's like, when we hit the next tunnel, we'll have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they get everybody up on top of like that rack.
Yeah.
And they're crawling across. There's no way that didn't take more than 2 minutes.
I don't know.
To get everybody up there and then like crawl across as slow as they're crawling.
Yeah.
And then get everyone down and into the next car. I'm sorry, man. There's no way that took less than 2 minutes.
Maybe that was a 10-minute tunnel.
No, he says it's 2 minutes.
Yeah, the next one's X amount of minutes away. And then
yeah, he says when we get to the next tunnel, we'll have 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes away and the next one is 2 minutes. Hmm. Which so. Maybe they know that stuff because... You know, it's a commuter train and
well, mass transit, I'm sure you could figure it out. Yeah, how long you would be in there.
But I mean, maybe they're used to it. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to be in the dark, you know, X amount of time, roughly.
You know, I don't see that, how that helps.
Like, no, like if people around here go on front runner, like, all right, it's going to be 5 minutes to this stop. And then after that, we're 10 minutes away. Maybe they're used to doing that commuter train. They're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be, you know.
Well, yeah, time. Yeah. I don't have any issue with him figuring out the time. You could do math and figure it out. Like, I mean, kids do that on math tests in elementary school. You know what I mean? Yeah. What I'm saying is the physical act of getting everyone up onto that shelving and crawling across that train car to get to safety is going to take them more than the 2 minutes.
Asians have better time management than we do.
I was about to say that, actually.
Yeah.
There's no
They're a lot smarter than that us scene, Americans. So.
That scene alone...
It's because they're not having sex in train cars.
That scene easily took like 5 minutes of the movie. I'm just saying, if they're going to put a time limit on
there, maybe they're just...
I would challenge you to go back and watch it and time it. I guarantee you it's more than 2 minutes.
Maybe they're just taking a block from Fast and Furious 6.
I don't know that reference.
Nobody's...
You've never heard of that reference?
No.
So they're on the end of the movie is them... Is it 5 or 6? Anyways, they're trying to stop an airplane from taking off.
Uh-huh.
And literally someone did the math with how long this thing was on a runway. The runway had to stretch about, I'm just going to throw a number out there, I had to stretch like 10 miles. Like,
that's a long runway.
Literally, they were like, with how long this airplane was trying to take off and how fast they were going and all this stuff, they were like, the runway was like a good...
Oh, okay. Like I see what you're saying. Miles. A fan did the math.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes, a fan.
In the movie. Like,
yeah.
That's what I thought he was saying. I thought he was like comparing the scene to when the guy does the math on the phone.
No. So, yeah, in the movie portrayed it as a normal runway. Maybe a little bit longer than a normal runway. Mm-hmm. But people were like, man, you guys stretched this runway out to run over like 2 continents, I swear.
Adrenaline makes time slow, so they just added that into the movie.
It's true.
What they didn't show you was that the plane has to charge up for takeoff like this.
Yeah. And it had to do a U-turn.
Yep.
They're almost there, then they forgot their headphones, so they had to head back.
There's a hook on one wing, so it gets to the end of the runway, and it goes like this.
Just immediately flips and comes back.
Over and over and over again.
Oh, look at you guys sticking up for a fast movie.
Someone's got to.
So I do all the time.
I'm just applauding their idiocy. That's all.
You mean their entertaining idiocy?
I never said that.
I did.
You can say it if you want.
And I don't call it idiocy either. I just call it straight entertaining.
I felt like the guy, the businessman that's always screwing everyone over.
Oh my gosh!
His comeuppance couldn't come quick enough.
Also, it wasn't
still.
It wasn't brutal enough.
No, absolutely.
I thought
not.
For sure. Like I was watching the end of it. Lizzie started watching it with me towards the end, and she was like, "Why is that guy doing that?" And I was like, just telling her that's basically the coward of the film. He's been screwing people over left and right. He's going to die like a super gruesome death in the next 5 minutes. Watch. And we're watching it. And then like, it comes up what happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he is kind of like a sniveling baby, but it's like,
he's still
weak, dude. Weak. Well, and it sucks that he takes down the main guy with him.
Still at the end gets the last word against the main guy.
Yeah.
Like I thought for sure he'd get like his intestines torn out or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in Shaun of the Dead when they pull that guy through the bar window and they're like...
Mm-hmm.
Ripping him apart.
Yeah. I thought for sure something like that was going to happen to him. So I was pretty bummed that he, like, you don't get that payoff in this film, you know? But we end up getting that, I mean, super sad, but awesome ending, I guess.
Yeah. So on the awesome ending,
because of the performances, in my opinion.
The performances really did it. On the ending, though, I was waiting for that the army guy with his sight on there to just be a black screen and the like, that would have been a depressing ending. But yeah, been holy so crap. Mad. I don't know. I kind of would have liked it.
It actually, I was going to say, it actually led me to think of that one movie, Stephen King's The Mist.
I was thinking that the whole time.
With the guy from The Punisher.
Yeah, Thomas Jane.
Yeah, Thomas Jane. Yeah. That.
That is a heck of an ending.
And what's funny about that, so I actually listened to the book. The book doesn't end like that, but Stephen King had a word in the movie, and the directors were like, hey, we want to possibly, or the screenwriters were like, we want to change it. And he's like, sounds great. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, that's what it reminded me of. Literally just reminded me of that ending. And I was like, this is going to end that just depressing like that. And then luckily, you know, the girls start singing and they're like, oh, we got survivors. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness. God. Yeah.
I felt like this film really built the tension really well in between the action sequences. And I don't know, there's a couple times I
felt like some of the big zombie scenes, mm-hmm. like when they crash through the window at the train station.
Yeah.
I felt like some of that CGI was a little wonky. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't look the best.
It's almost like it's the parts, and I noticed it, that, and then when they're chasing the train at the very end, it's like all of a sudden you get this weird...
When they all like crash together.
Yeah, you get this weird pile of zombies. Like it's almost like an ocean wave.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was weird.
Which, again, they do that in World War Z a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look the greatest in World War Z either, but their wave is like way more aggressive in that movie. It's like...
Yeah. You know,
yeah, it's literally a wave of just body parts in those movies. And in this one, it's not quite as many zombies, but that scene where they smash through that window, that's like... straight replication of something that happens in the other film when they crash that fence over or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. Both were good, but just it looked like you could, I don't know, just the animation wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it seemed like you could tell that it was fake all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah.
Just from the eye test, not knowing that they wouldn't film it that way, you know, because of trampling people is not good. But,
I
was willing to forgive all of it because the movie was so good.
It was really good. When they get on that second train and they're trying to make their escape and all the zombies start grabbing on the train, I was like, there's going to be so many of them. This train's actually going to stop. I was waiting for that.
I thought that too. Yeah. At the end when it's dragging the carpet of zombies.
Oh, yeah.
And that one is just running across the top of them.
Yeah.
I thought that one was going to get the dad. I thought he was going down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that also, I don't know that what, like, you could see multiple zombies holding on to the back of the train, and he only stomps off, like, one pair of hands.
He's working at it.
But I suppose maybe the momentum shift of all that weight would maybe pull the other ones down. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. But it was cool, though. I liked that.
I thought it was really dragon. Cool.
I thought the same thing, that they were going to slow down the train.
I kept thinking, like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, but right before that happens, the big, like, there's just zombies running, and there's a lot of them. There's that overhead, like, pulled out view, and there's a lot of them. But then when the camera changes again, it's like all of a sudden there's just, like, a ton of them, and they, like, crash into each other, and there's this big wave, which is what you were saying. And I remember... I literally said something to Lizzie out loud. I was like, where did that come from? Like, just all of a sudden there's like a, like those zombies just multiplied, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. The end of this movie, I feel like it is really depressing to me, you know, it was super sad.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, could feel the ducts start to fill up a little bit, but, I don't know. The performances put it over the top in my book. Yeah. Like
the ending, I think, redeems the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good action thing, but, like, for the girl and everything, like, it makes you feel bad. Like, the dad finally came around. He was a good dad. Did what he had to.
Well, he was a good dad before that very end moment.
Yeah, yeah. Because, but that's what I mean.
He, you know,
you see him transition.
You see him transition earlier. Mm-hmm. But the ending, when he's on the back of the train, like, when he's transforming, all he cares about in his last moments is
I thought it was really
his
good.
Daughter. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was awesome, and it was a little much to have her like just crying and screaming for her dad, you know?
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the movie, she wants to go be just with the mom.
Yeah, that's all she wants is the mom.
But she, you know, she sees essentially his sacrifice for her throughout the whole movie. Like he's looking out for her, and she sees him change, you know, to help other people, and then he's going to take care of that guy's wife, you know, and which that was a sad death too, man.
Oh yeah.
Like that guy, blue jacket guy is holding the door for everybody, and that one zombie gets up off the ground and bites him on the hand. And I remember just thinking to myself, somebody cut his hand off. Like you got to save that guy.
Yeah.
That's what they did in World War Z. They cut that lady's hand off and she lived.
Right.
Oh, I was going to say, so
nobody had swords though. They just had baseball bats.
Just beat it off.
Which was, also, why didn't everybody else grab a bat? Like they go back to that train car with all the baseball guys in there. Mm-hmm. And that's where they get like, the tape. Why didn't they also grab the blue jacket guy? He should have grabbed a weapon.
Yeah,
because the main character has a shield and like a
baton
of some kind. Yeah, and then the baseball guy has the bat that he's had this whole time. He should have grabbed a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's better with his fists.
Literal.
Well, he is very good with his fists. He does a great job, but also you can
take off their head so fast for that.
You can create distance instead of having to risk. Cutting your knuckles open on their teeth the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Because that was literally what I kept thinking the whole time is that they'd get done like fighting these zombies and busting them off.
Someone's going to turn around and be
and he'd like look down at his hands and they'd just be so shredded.
Yeah.
And then they weren't every time like a pause would come. And then eventually I was just like, all right, well, if they haven't done it now, they're not going to do it. And then the zombie bites him on the hand. And he wasn't even punching him.
Yeah.
Just holding the door. Oh, man.
So there's the part where...
And then he sacrifices himself for everybody else. He picks up that zombie and is like holding them all back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought they were going to show like... Because they show his transformation too. I thought he was going to like just drop that zombie and turn and like rush them.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like that we don't see him again after that. Like he gets trampled by all those zombies essentially. And so that was probably the end of him. But
yeah,
I didn't want to see him as...
A zombie.
As a villainous zombie at the end of the movie. Yeah.
There's those two ladies that they keep showing throughout the film.
Yeah, and the older ladies.
Yeah, where they get separated between the two cars where there's the, you know, healthy people. And then they go in there. They're the one that's in there with all the healthy people not letting the second group in. I thought for sure she was already a zombie.
Oh, like she had been
bitten? Yeah, like she was all kind of pale-ish and I don't know, just like she got bit. She's going to turn
on them. Well,
because
they were on the ground. Like, they were there and they got knocked down or something outside that train. But I don't think they got knocked down by zombies. I think one of the other passengers knocked them down, right?
Yeah.
The guy in
the
suit.
I just assumed that it was going to be something no one expected, that she was just going to be in the back and all of a sudden she's like...
Also, I thought for sure that the guy in the suit was dead after that zombie attack. I was legitimately upset when I saw that he had lived through that.
They got in the bathroom.
Out loud... that was my reaction. They lived? He should have been dead. Like, that was his death. It's, you know, he tied himself into that room, you know, because they moved into the other car and then separate them again.
Yeah.
See, that's, I was excited at that part. I'm all for a good revenge movie. And that part of revenge where they, like, lock those people up in the other room and all of a sudden...
Sweet justice.
That old lady opens up the door and I'm like, oh, good for you. Yeah. I'm like, that is great. That is awesome.
Well, because she wasn't telling them not to open the doors and stuff. She just was separated and she happened to be in that group.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Is she a cheerleader or something?
What
is
she?
Yeah, she was a cheerleader.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was telling Lizzie she was yesterday, but then... I noticed, like, towards the end of the movie, she's wearing, like, a tie thing.
That's just her uniform.
Yeah. Schoolgirl outfit.
Hmm. Zach knows about that.
Also, where are the rest of the cheerleaders?
I was just going to say
the same
thing.
She's the only one.
Maybe they were supposed to be in another train car, because all the guys, when they see her, like, whoa!
Yeah, because the whole baseball team is in the one car.
Yeah.
And then there's one cheerleader.
I also love that interaction at first, where she walks up and she goes... You're going to be my boyfriend. He's just like, no, I'm not. And everybody's like cheering from behind and he's all embarrassed. And I'm like, she's not that bad looking. Like, what's the problem? I don't. Why are you all embarrassed?
He hasn't figured himself out.
Something. I don't know. But, you know, it seemed to me like she's even like the hit. From what I got of it, it even seemed to me like she was the head cheerleader.
Sure.
But, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
I know. I know. I'm just
I'd say you're right. She's the only cheerleader.
And it sounds to me.
She is the head.
She's both the top and bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way that they.
Just hold her arms out like this.
Maybe that's why they portrayed those two getting together, because maybe he seems to also be like the leader of the baseball team. Captain something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
That's just. I don't know.
I figured that more than one baseball player would have made it through that, because they all have like bats and stuff. You know, you start think they do a little better at like holding them off.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't.
I was gonna say the homeless looking guy. I liked his sacrifice.
Oh yeah,
that was a good part.
Yeah, I kept thinking he was gonna turn.
Yeah.
So to see him like at the end save the day was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of like. Which, he's like, he doesn't get like any character development at all. You know, he's just like this
bumbling.
Kind of transient character we don't know anything about. We don't know where he came from. We don't know what he's doing there, if he's been bitten, you know, anything like that. And then at the end, he's just like kind of there to save them, you know?
Yeah. And then even at the very beginning, he runs into the train and he's hiding in the bathroom. He's like, they're dead. They're all dead. They're all dead. Like he already has seen some crap. For him to make that all the way through that, it's pretty remarkable, because he's like slipping and falling on everything.
Mm-hmm.
What a klutz.
I thought the slow turn of zombies at the beginning was really good too.
Yeah.
How there's just really just the one girl at first.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to figure out what's going on with her. And she like sits up in the background behind that girl while she's on the radio.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And gets her. And then before you know it, there's, you know, it's just those two attacking people towards the back of the train or whatever, you know. But
I like how it kinda they walked in on the baseball team. And she's trying to get help, and that girl's like literally attached to her back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just gnawing at the neck. And they're like, what on earth is going on?
She's just running through the cabin.
Yeah.
Like,
ah!
Yeah, I thought towards the beginning when all the zombie things started happening, I was like, oh, this is going to be a really gruesome looking show. And then I don't know if it really mellowed out, but I don't feel like it was as bad as that initial shock.
No, and I feel like it was kind of slow to start at first, too, because, like, when she bites that girl on the neck, there's not, like, a lot of blood at first.
Yeah.
You know, it's not until, like, that first out, like, that cab gets, that one train car gets taken over.
Yeah.
They're, like, they're just throat ripping and doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It gets a little bloody right there, but, yeah, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a way less bloodier film based off the first bite interaction.
Oh, yeah.
So... I don't know.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Overall, I would say this movie was really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
If you're into zombie movies, I highly recommend it. Oh,
definitely watch.
I'm not a huge foreign movie type guy. And this one, it took me by surprise. I was actually very pleasantly surprised with this.
Yeah.
So.
Like you said earlier, it was already on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought... I hadn't seen it yet. I just had heard a bunch of good things, so I wanted to look into it, you know. Which, again, if you're out there listening and you know about that Korean movie where they take over the prison, please write in and tell me what the name of that movie is, because I'm, like, I've heard it, like...
Are you sure it's Korean?
I'm pretty sure. It's either Korean or Japanese. It's one of the two. And I'm pretty sure it's Korean. Anyway, people say it's, like, the Korean Die Hard.
Because I tried to do a search for it.
There's like some awesome, like hand-to-hand combat stuff in it. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
And it was on Netflix at one point in time, and I had added it to my list. But no, it's not on Netflix, so it's not on my list.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's called, but I want to track it down and find it.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'll watch some top 10 video somewhere, because I've seen it on one of those before. Also, I think that's why it was on my radar in the first place.
Yeah.
And why I added it to my list, so I'm sure I'll come across it again at some point. I just have to remember to actually write it down on my phone. Anyway, you should write in and tell us what your favorite foreign film is, if you even have one, or just tell us if you even like foreign films.
Yeah.
Do you hate them? Do you like them? Do you care about subtitles? Do you prefer dubbed movies, undubbed movies? I don't know.
I remember the first time I saw a dubbed Jackie Chan film, and I asked my dad, because I was really young, and I had no idea. I was like, why don't the words match his mouth? It was filmed in China. I was like, what? They're speaking English. He's like, no. You're dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind. I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on it, whether I like dubbed versions of foreign films or not. Yeah,
it depends.
Because sometimes I think it makes it easier to watch it. Like with some Jackie Chan movies, I think it's worth, you know, like why not just watch them dubbed or whatever.
Yeah.
But some movies, like Shin Godzilla, I think it's better in Japanese, you know, or like this movie.
Yeah, it would have been weird.
The subtitles were off, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the dub would have sounded like, but I thought it was fine. I mean, because most of the movie you're watching via context anyway, because so much of it is like they're being quiet, sneaking through a train car, so they're not really saying anything, you know what I mean? So there's not like a ton of dialogue, and there's no real backstory to any of this, so you're not missing out on anything. Yeah. So, you know, I think it kind of helps that you watch it in Korean. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, I was going to say, there's the tie-in to the dad and his work or whatever and the company that started all this. I wanted to know more about that.
Oh, yeah, because that's just what, like something they touch on at the, like, towards the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the guy calls him who he's his supervisor. Yeah, because we see him at the beginning of the movie. Yeah. Remember they're talking at the cubicle? One, I do not get the impression that the dad is the boss of anyone other than that one guy because he's in a cubicle.
Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily a cubicle. He might have just been in the office.
It seemed like one to me. It didn't seem like a private office.
I think it was because he comes in.
Yeah, but there's other people in there.
Glass walls.
Okay. You could be right. It could be glass walls. I don't know. I don't know. I just didn't get that impression that he was like that important. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But yeah, at the end of the movie, it makes it seem like maybe he's semi-responsible for this.
Yeah.
But like they don't touch on that at all at the beginning of the film.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That was weird. Yeah.
I wanted to know more. I wish I would have.
Yeah.
That's probably my only real gripe with this film.
My main gripe is the 2-minute drill. I just remember thinking, like, at the time when they said what their plan was.
Yeah.
Because they're in those two bathroom stalls, you know, so they're, like, coming up with the plan. The other group doesn't know anything about.
Yeah.
And they're trying to save them. And they have to get through this train car full of zombies. And they're like, the second we hit the tunnel, we'll have 2 minutes. So they have to tell those people what the plan is and then get them all to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see it happening in 2 minutes.
I don't know.
2 minutes is not a lot of time. It goes by pretty dang quick. That's all I'm saying. But overall, I liked this movie.
Yeah, me too.
A lot. I'm glad I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see myself watching this again, actually.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't for a while, but I'd watch
it again. Oh, yeah, not right away, but I would watch it again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. I liked it.
Cool.
Excellent!
Alrighty, and you can follow us on Instagram at Excellent Movie Adventures. Right? It's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, Instagram is at Excellent Movie Adventures.
And then Twitter's Excellent Movie Pod. And then send us
an email
at excellentmovieadventures@gmail.com.
Yep, that's right. And you can follow Zach at
Z Van Beekum
on Twitter and Instagram, and me at Pix Adventures, those same places.
And I think I might have found your movie.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
Ooh. Is it called The Prison?
Yes. Oh, I don't know why good. I didn't think of that.
Is it Japanese or Korean?
It's Korean.
Boom. See?
Koreans make good movies.
Right, I was on the right path.
And it says a troubled ex-cop in prison for a hit-and-run accident.
Oh, maybe. I'll have to see more about it.
It's about, it's one of the more top ones. Anyways.
Yeah, it was really highly rated when I came across it. So, I don't know. If it's got a lot of great reviews, that's probably it.
All right. Hmm. Anyways, I just, yeah, the prison. <That's too
funny. laughs> Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys next week. Yep.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Excellent.